Hi, this is Omar WJ Show, Omar WJ speaking. It's 4:09 p.m. Philippine Standard Time. Sorry if I started my greeting wrong. It's a pretty slow news day. Let's see, for the guns part of the show, shots rang out at a Chipotle. A Chipotle sells like Mexican food for white people, or also black people, non-Latins. I'm sorry, I don't have any Latino friends nowadays, so I can't get any feedback. And I think I only know, I know a couple people in Texas. I don't think they want to eat there if they want to eat Mexican food. Chipotle worker shot by customer during guacamole dispute in Detroit, Detroit suburb, I guess. So I thought, I mean, it's sad that somebody got shot over guacamole, you know. I mean, it's really absurd. So that's like no meaning. And this reminded me of 5 years ago when I was in Houston and I'm watching TV and this guy pulled a gun on a worker at a Popeye's chicken because they'd run out of their special. Okay, I even wrote some notes today. Jose Andres, Chef Jose Andres, he runs the World Central Kitchen. He's still unhappy about, I mean, rightfully so, unhappy about his workers who were killed. I saw one picture of a car and the hole in the roof of the car is like the size of a 5 gallon bucket. So that's, I guess that's the rocket going in. Hello, Ray, are you there? Can you shut the door, please? Okay, so Dutch and German civil servants say just say no to bombs for the IDF. I mean, they got enough bombs. The Korea launches its second spy satellite, and Waleed Dakar, a Palestinian who allegedly killed an IDF soldier over there in Palestine, died from cancer. And I guess that's the new policy, I mean, so I read. On Al Jazeera. Let's see, what else? Excuse me. Years ago, after the Six-Day War, Moshe Dayan said, and he was a general, I think they gave him credit for winning the war, he told the Palestinians that they could live like dogs if they wanted to still stay there in Palestine. Let's see, there was no word whether the customer took his food at the Chipotle. I thought that was pretty funny. The women's NCAA basketball tournament had the most viewers ever, more than the NBA final and World Series. World Series is for baseball. I think that's still a big deal in the USA. I don't know. I don't really. My circle of friends is pretty small. Let's see, what else? You know, I really don't have anything to say. So if I don't have anything to say, I should say nothing. The candidates tournament is still on in Toronto. And I don't know how people are doing. I heard there's been a lot of draws. The guy who stays up on the news, I don't really want to listen to him. I'm tired of his voice. He prefers to listen to himself speak. Let's see, what else? Wednesday is a holiday here for Eid in the Philippines. My stepdaughters and my son are both home today. We're home today. There was no school. I was really surprised to wake up and they were here. Happily surprised. Let's see. What else is going on? Let's look at Texas. Nothing there. Let me check DW.com. Hi, Ray. Can you shut the door again for me, please? So, my wife's got a lot of customers, so it's good for her. Sorry store. Sorry store is a convenience store run out of a home. Germany faces Gaza genocide charge at top UN court. The International Court of Justice in The Hague will today begin hearing the case brought by Nicaragua. Oh my goodness. The suit argues that by defunding the UNRWA in Palestine and supporting Israel, Germany is facilitating genocide in the Gaza Strip. German politicians reject the claims as unfounded. I'm always happy to see anything that looks like justice. The IDF is preparing for military operations in Gaza's southern city of Rafah. Okay. And they're supposed to be like reducing that, drawing down. Oh, in Mozambique, there was a unlicensed ferry that capsized and 90 died. So the moral of that story is be careful where you take a ride on the water. Let's see. Ukraine updates. Zelensky says lack of aid risks defeat. Okay. It's kind of hard to know the truth in any war situation. War is the first casualty in any war. is transgender poll influencing really inclusive? That's in India. Ahead of India's general election, officials have been choosing trans people as election icons. Oh my goodness. This guy named Don Lemon married his boyfriend. I still don't really. I mean, if they buy a marriage license and they have a ceremony, that's supposed to be a marriage. Okay, what is this? Okay. The kids have been thrown out of their houses at 10, 11, 12, 13. Where do these kids go when they grow up? You ask them to come.
Shaini Soni, a trans woman from New Delhi, India, became famous after winning the Miss Trans Queen beauty pageant in 2020. Her activism led her to the historic posting as New Delhi's first transgender state icon and electoral influencer by the Election Commission of India. India is the largest democracy in the world, but only 10% of its transgender community registered to vote in 2019. According to the most recent census in 2011, India's transgender population exceeds 400,000 people.
Yeah, so I'll first of
all... Okay. Injustice for one means injustice for all. Albert Camus said in the conclusion to his book, Man in Revolt, often called The Rebel in English. It's a tough book. I gave it to a friend of mine because I wasn't getting through it. But he said, man, let's see. Oh gosh, I can't remember that right now. I'll tell you the next time. But the real common cliche is injustice for one is injustice for all. So let's see, guns, gays, abortion. I don't know what I've... Oh, in Florida, they're trying to make... put an amendment to their constitution for abortion. And I know that when they did that in Ohio, right away they put in an amendment to the constitution and it passed, right away the legislators turned around to the legislators on the right turned around to say, oh, we gotta outlaw that, you know, even though it had been made law. So this is Omar WJ. Oh, let me give you the weather report. Okay, sorry I overlooked that. And this is 12 minutes long right now. I always get the weather from Sabagat. It's, you know, I'm sweating. It's 26 degrees. I'm supposed to have light rain showers. Let's see. Well, it's just as cloudy for the rest of the day. So maybe we got some rain yet. 80% chance of rain right now. But at 5 p.m., it's supposed to be cloudy. So it says 26 degrees in Sabagat. And I can't feel any breeze. Do you say Sabagat?
Sabagat.
Okay, Sabagat. So that's correct. Okay, thank you. So let's see. I'm sorry. Please excuse me for the lack of content. I'll get back to you tomorrow about Albert Camus. You know, I've always had admiration for him since I encountered him, in my 20s. I think I first read him when I was 24, so I'm 62 now. Though I read this book, The Fall. It's La Chute in French. And I'm still... I'll get back to you about that tomorrow. My cousin's husband told me that in high school, he read The Stranger. When I was in high school, we read Macbeth by Shakespeare and Taming of the Shrew. And this is so bad. We listened to record albums that this is a long time ago, vinyl. And then we followed that in the... in the textbook. So, do you want to be interviewed today, wife Mary Ann? She said, no, thank you. My wife is so tired. So, excuse me for my lack of whatever. This is 15 minutes. As always, the primary mission to is to entertain. Secondary is to instruct. This is Omar WJ. And I guess Wednesday is a holiday here. So that's the Eid al-Fitr update. I'm sorry that I don't know the Arabic greeting for that, and I didn't Google it.